Hey everybody, welcome back to Forging Heroes. I'm your host, Josh Jensen, and today is the final chapter of discussing the hero's journey, the cycle, this journey that we've been discussing the last couple episodes, and I'm super excited to conclude it with this, with these last couple steps. Before we start, if this is your first time tuning in, I have a really cool resource, a free resource. It's a visual guide and goal tracker that goes along with these steps of the hero's journey we've been discussing. Go to any of the links in my social media and you can find it. You can submit your email there and just go ahead and you can get that downloaded. And the idea is that you can use the goal tracker to to plan your goals out, plan what you want to do and go alongside the hero's journey and looking at it from the hero's journey perspective. That said, let's jump into the last steps here. I'm super excited. I've been wanting to talk about these. This is kind of this is the final chapter. This is where everything kind of gets drawn to a conclusion. And this is where all the beautiful lessons of the story kind of come into play. So to recap the last two episodes, we talked about the first eight steps of the journey, starting from the call to adventure, leading up to the treasure and the result of that treasure. So now that leads us into step nine, which is the return home. So if you remember, back in the first episode of the hero's journey stuff, we talked about the difference between the ordinary world and the special world and how there's a very physical barrier that the hero has to cross in order to get to that special world where they will face all these struggles. Now, the reverse of that is the return. This is step nine. This is where the hero now goes back to that special world. If we look at the journey like a clock, we look at it as a clock face, with step one being 1 o'clock, step two being 2 o'clock, right? We're all the way at nine. This is where, the hero's kind of crossed back into from that bottom half to the top half of the circle or of the clock, so to speak. So the return represents kind of the hero having to come to terms with reality and go say, all right, I've done my duty. I've done what was needed of me. And now I got to go back. Now I have to head back home to my ordinary world. And so this is where it can kind of be a good moment, like of a rejoicing moment for the hero to just be like, oh, good, I'm done. Really, the big thing is it's crossing back into that ordinary world, and we'll see that as a contrast and how that plays out from the beginning where the hero was leaving the whole ordinary world and to see how the hero is now coming back to the ordinary world. And so now this is where a lot of stories take their own liberties. Sometimes it doesn't necessarily have to be a physical return. It just means usually it's being reunited with someone that represents the old world. Maybe if the person had like a loved one that they left behind, maybe it's just being reunited with them and that person represents their old life. Sometimes the person actually is aided, like they've given some aid in heading home. So it might be like, this is where an old stories, and I reference these old stories a lot. Basically, I'm referring to like old myths and legends from Egypt, Greece, Rome, the Norse, legends of old that kind of have these very similar structures. And so the heroes often guided home and aided home by they call it the magical flight, because in Greek mythology, for example, one of the common stories would be like some winged creature. So the winged Pegasus is a common creature you see, because it represents like it's the gods or the divine power taking the hero back from the hell hole that they were in, taking him back from the underworld and departing back into the ordinary world. So it's like that power of the gods lifting them out of that chaos and lifting them up and quickly bringing them back to a swift return. And that doesn't really have any purpose other than sometimes there is that kind of divine intervention at the end where we're brought back by some support and help. And I think that's cool. This is where the hero kind of returns home. This can be a journey of being back with the hero's friends. Again, they can be back. And it is just kind of a reversal of the journey, rejoicing with their friends, rejoicing with their allies that they've met, and just kind of celebrating everything. That brings us to step 10, which is new life. This brings up four questions that are typically answered in some way or another, maybe not all of them, but at least two or three of them have to be answered in a good story for it to kind of have some real conclusion. But the idea of the new life is this is where the hero now has actually gotten home to that physical spot, or they've come to that emotional place where they used to be, perhaps. And they have to kind of, see how the quest changed them, see how they've become a different person in some way. They've outgrown who they used to be. They've outgrown their old way of life, and they can't fit back into the same small way of being that they used to be. So they have to make adjustments to create that new life, hence the name. Experiencing the quest is where they kind of realize that experiencing the quest and the adventure it's a new thing. And so it either adds something to their character, like gives them something. It might remove something from their character, or it might alter them in some way. So those are kind of the three ways you see it: adding something, removing something, or altering something. Some examples might be they might be given a new trait. They might develop like a new power. That would be the adding. Removing would be maybe removing some fear or weakness that they had, or altering being maybe they had a bad perspective on something and then they shifted that perspective and now they're a little bit different. Now, the four questions that I mentioned, it brings up four questions that the either in a movie or a book have to be kind of addressed and shown to the audience. So one, what is immediately different about life now, comparing like the hero to his old life? Two, how must the hero adjust? So what adjustments need to be made? Maybe that's, you know, like if the hero has become like a king or something, maybe they give their old house to someone else, or maybe their weapon gets passed down to someone else, or their knowledge is given to someone or something like that. There's some sort of adjustment that needs to be made so they can fit into their new role. Three, how they change. So what's different? How are their relationships different or and better? What powers do they have? What knowledge do they have? How have they changed physically, mentally, emotionally? What are their friends doing and how are they involved? How have they affected the hero's growth? And then four is how do the old friends react to the new hero? So how do people that the hero used to associate with react to that person? And that often will reflect whether it was a good thing that the hero did or not, or whether the hero was good and right for outgrowing those old people, or old people, I should say, old friends. Now, 9 and 10, these two steps obviously are pretty clear for us. At the end of any goal, you have to come back to the ordinary. You got to come back to life as it is, as you know it. But you've now got to recognize that you've outgrown that old way of life, whatever that was, however that goal challenged you, right? And I guess that's the whole point of this, is it's not about what the goal physically is, what the accomplishment is you're seeking. It's more about reviewing how you've changed as a person by accomplishing that physical result. Or maybe the result doesn't have to be physical, but if you had a goal to, you know, run a marathon or something, or earn a certain amount of money, yeah, that's a cool physical element of the goal. That's a cool, like, you know, representation of what the goal is. But it's more about how have you changed by it. And that's why these four questions are so important to ask ourselves. What is different? How do I have to adjust to this new life? How have I changed? And how do those around me react to it? And it's not necessarily a good or bad thing. None of these have to be answered with yes or no's. This isn't like kind of a black or white statement of like, it's either good or it's bad. It's really just up to the interpretation of the story and up to ourselves of how do I need to adjust? How have I changed? And so that's what's so beautiful about this phase of the journey, is that it's really a part of introspection. It's really a place for there to be review and, you know, the self-discovery of what has been changed, what's been developed. This brings us to step 11. So we're almost to the final, well, this is really kind of like the last step before leading us to the conclusion. So the resolution is step 11. This represents everything getting straightened out. So in a story, this is more applicable to stories, but this is where any tangled plot lines in the movie have to get straightened out. So any things that weren't left super clear need to be completely clarified and understood. This is where the hero can get to reconcile with their old friends, their old life. They can kind of come to terms with everything. Everything can kind of have a conclusion. If there's a character, we need to know what happened to them. If there was a bad guy, we need to know what happened to them. If there was some sort of kingdom or place, we need to know what happened to that place. If there was a power or a tool or a spell or something that was broken, we need to learn what happened to it. We need to learn about what's going on. And this is where also the hero, the resolution to the story, right, is kind of the conclusion also of how the hero will now enjoy this earned victory. And so these are two really beautiful steps in the story, and any good movie or book will focus on them. Going back to like an example, like Star Wars, for example, Star Wars is very big, especially in that first, the original Star Wars film, the New Hope. There's that kind of beautiful award ceremony where the heroes are awarded. And it's kind of cool because we know where they're at. We know how they've developed, how they've changed. We see this like new posture in them. We see how they, you know, march up to the stage with new confidence, and they're really like physically awarded right there in front of everybody. And they're able to kind of have this resolution to what they've accomplished. And so that's kind of what, this is kind of what this part of the journey is for. It's just to have complete recognition for what's going on for the hero. Now for us, the resolution isn't so much of a story thing as it is just for our life. Like, what's the resolution? How is this all concluded? How does this look? And you just get to enjoy everything. This is where like the hero is often set up with some sort of long lasting, or it's intended to look like it's long lasting, some sort of result. I've mentioned before, I think that it's like a romantic movie, for example, this resolution is often portrayed as just like a hint to a beautiful relationship being formed. So like that kiss, like that last kiss right before the movie ends, just kind of represents that the hero gets to enjoy what they've earned. And it's just hinting at a life of a beautiful relationship. Even though we know as the audience that there has to be more to the story, we are now done with the part that most concerns us, or the part where there was the most growth. And so the resolution really is just, it doesn't have to show everything perfectly. It just has to kind of hint at something that could happen. So if the hero has now gained some new power as a king or a ruler, they need to be shown maybe doing some of that or fulfilling that role in some way. And it just hints at, okay, they're going to be a good ruler. Or if the hero has given up some sort of fear and they face it, then they need to be shown facing that same fear in other ways, or strengthening it and helping others do the same. So we can be kind of led to believe that the hero has now overcome that fear, and now they're going to have a life that's fearless with their, in that aspect, so to speak. And so that's kind of the cool part of the resolution. So it kind of lays the groundwork for the long-term ending to all this. So for us, it's also the way to look at it is, you know, how is this all resolved for us? What is the long-term results of everything? How am I going to celebrate this with myself and my friends? How am I going to enjoy this victory? How is this going to affect me in the long term? Is really the question of the resolution. And then this brings us to the last step, which isn't really a step, as it is just kind of a nice little ribbon tied on the package, which is the new status quo. It's the elevated status quo. We've already talked about this, but it's that idea that the hero has now upgraded who they were and they have become a new person. So now if we're going back to the idea of the clock representing the hero's journey, now you can see we started at status quo, which was 12 o'clock, and we went to 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way up to 10, 11, and then bam, 12. We're at 12 again, which is the new status quo. So 12 always turns back, or the top of the cycle always returns to status quo. And this is what's so beautiful about this. So the hero's journey is typically portrayed in a cycle like this, or in a circle, because it's ongoing. And that's the beautiful part of this. The conclusion to all that is that this is where it's like open for, like, this is a great news if you're a movie producer, because it means there's a sequel coming, right? But for us, it also just means that there's always more growth, because the idea of the journey isn't necessarily the physical goal, right? The idea of the journey is to just see how these steps relate to us and how our kind of internal turmoil, our inner turmoil and our inner growth is reflected on these steps. And then at the end of the day, that's not over, right? Because who's to define what the journey looks like for you? Who's to define how long the cycle will take, right? That's why we have a movie like, you know, Star Wars, like I already mentioned, takes place over a couple days. Or you have a movie like Lord of the Rings, it happens over place, you know, takes place over a couple months, weeks and months. Or you might have a movie, you know, a training movie, you know, some sports movie, and it takes place over a couple years. Or you might have some, right? There's no limit to how long that journey will take. And so for us, you might be going through like a mini hero's journey every single day, or it might take you a week. And maybe within that larger picture, maybe you're pursuing something big and that will take you a couple years. But within that hero's journey, you're kind of having a little cycle of a hero's journey, if that makes sense. And so that's the idea of it being a cycle, is that it represents the growth that is ongoing and permanent. It's a permanent part of us as people, is that we're always developing and growing, whether we realize it or not. And so that's what's so beautiful about being able to put labels and names on, is you can kind of identify, and it kind of gives you the language to identify what you might have been thinking or feeling. And this kind of goes back to Joseph Campbell, the guy who started all this. He noticed this because he kind of questioned what was the purpose of storytelling. Like, why has storytelling been such a thing, like such a common thing for literally the beginning of the world, since the beginning of the world? And it's because it represents a part of us. It helps us escape, right? It helps us escape to this other world, this kind of world of dreams and curiosity and excitement, while still having really relatable and understandable aspects to the story that is beneficial to us, right? It's why the Greeks were inspired by these legends of heroes that were part God, part man, and would face these monsters and demons and find that true love and save the people and become a ruler. It was an inspiring story that everyone kind of had felt and knew that they needed to face. You know, they needed to face their inner demons as well, but it was portrayed in such a way that it helped them forget everything for a little bit, helped them sort of relieve a little bit of that pressure. And so that's kind of the way stories have been used for really forever. it just takes us into that place of dreaming and believing and realizing what our potential is. And so that's why we love movies, right? That's why people love movies so much, because it takes us out. It's so relaxing to watch your show or movie at night. You know, you sit down on the couch, you get your snacks, and you get your movie, and it just takes you to that world. And the best movies are the ones that can completely surround you and envelop you in what they're telling, what the story they're telling. Because deep down, as people, this, I think why this seems so common, you know, like such common sense or so easy to understand, is because it's subconsciously programmed into us. We understand these steps. We understand what accomplishing a goal is going to look like. We understand what facing our fears looks like. It's just the fact that it's portrayed in kind of a clever way that our brain doesn't see it as scary or difficult. We just internalize the lessons. And that's why we find ourselves subconsciously inspired by these heroes that we've been seeing in our shows or reading in our books. It's kind of like the Trojan horse of personal development, where, you know, these kind of big fancy words and, you know, in development and facing your fears and all these scary terms that maybe are not so inviting and welcoming. We kind of sneak it into our system with this Trojan horse. We stick it into this Trojan horse, which is the media that we consume or the books that we read, and we put that into ourselves, and then it comes in and is able to affect us. And that's what the point of this is recognizing these steps, putting a label on it a little bit to kind of identify it for yourself and kind of give yourself that mental language of being able to process what's going on, but also at the same time being able to, like, kind of let yourself enjoy the story for what it is and let it take you out of that. Because I don't want this hero's journey to, like, kind of, you know, ruin the magic for you. It hasn't for me. And so I think that's what's so cool about sharing, is like putting the length, you know, putting these labels on it and understanding the steps of the journey is cool, but also letting yourself feel that magic of the story. And that's the purpose of, you know, that is the purpose of storytelling. That's the purpose of the hero's journey and kind of what it represents for humanity. And so that is the kind of the conclusion to these last 12 steps we've covered in the last three episodes. I hope you've really enjoyed this and kind of seen how it relates to you and how you've seen it in film. So I challenge you to kind of watch movies with that kind of perspective, like, huh, how has the character changed? And when you have that, you know, that view of it, then you're going to start to recognize that in yourself. And I think it's just beautiful, because that's really how life is. Everything we're doing is helping us and developing us in some way or another, right? That is just the truth of it. We can't really control it. It's just cool. That's how we are adapted as humans, is to learn and to grow from these steps. And so, yeah, so I'm excited. I'm glad you kind of embarked on this hero's journey with me, if you will. And I'm glad that you kind of sat through all these steps of the journey. I hope to be able to break this down in further detail and focus on more steps of this throughout the future of the podcast. So thanks for listening again. Go check out that free resource if that's something you'd be interested in. And so stay tuned for the next coming episodes. So thanks for listening.